Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who has a vast collection of vintage DC and Marvel comic books, and ironically lives in Minnesota, where his favorite NBA team, the LA Lakers, originated, Dave Denniston.
All right, so this is Dave here hanging out with Kenyon. We had the opportunity of meeting at a Land Geek boot camp, and I think that the two of us really found in one another similar souls and inspired by what each of us are doing. And so I'm happy to be here with you, Kenyon. How's it going?
It's going awesome, man. Just been rocking and rolling here on travel in a horrible place called Key West, Florida, and had some time in my schedule and happy to connect with you. And yeah, like you said, we work in two different industries, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you and I, a lot of themes that cross over between what you and I do between your podcast and my podcast. So I'm, excited to have this conversation. And, it's a different style interview. We're kind of doing a co-interview here at the same time. And, this is going to be fun.
You know, it's you poor guy being in Key West. You know, here in Minnesota, it is a crisp and warm like 20 degrees today. Yeah. You're missing out.
I know. Well, I come from upstate New York, so I know a bit about the snow and the cold, and I don't miss it.
Well, you're taking one for the team in Key West. Yeah. So, Kenyon, I guess, why don't you tell my audience a little bit about yourself, and then we can kind of switch around.
So my name's Kenyon Ziska. I live in Charleston, South Carolina, by way of upstate New York and several other places in between while I was on active duty in the Navy, getting ready to retire from the reserve side after 22 total years in March. So put, sundown on that portion of my career. Excuse me. And like I said, I live in Charleston, have a beautiful wife, Jamie, and a beautiful soon-to-be four-year-old daughter, Piper. And she's really, she's really inspiring me to, step my game up as a father and a husband. And it's kind of why I'm doing my podcast and getting my land business going, getting into the same industry that you're in, as far as that goes. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. And as far as my podcast, it's Zero Excuses, and that's my extension of my military career in a way. The name kind of comes from the Chief Petty Officer's Mess. I'm retiring as a Master Chief, pay grade E9. In the Navy, and that's a play on one of our mottos in the Chief's Mess: results, not excuses. So I thought the Zero Excuses name would be appropriate to carry that legacy forward.
Well, I'm so grateful for your service here. We just had Veterans Day as we're recording this podcast, and gosh, I just that's nothing that I ever had in my heart to do. So thank you, thank you.
And just to add on to that a little bit, the other piece of my inspiration for starting that was that I really struggled when I transitioned from active duty into the reserves. A lot of people look at the military as, very disciplined and very results and no excuses type organization. But I really had trouble carrying that forward from active duty and into my personal life. Going from, living military life 24/7 to just doing it 2 days a month during our drill weekends. And, you really have to, I'm a big believer in being self-disciplined, and the military only takes you so far. You have to also bring that aboard and live it and breathe it, whether you're wearing a uniform or not. While I'm not trying to say that everyone should, be military-like, I'm saying that a lot of people, they lack discipline in many areas of their life. And, you see it affecting a lot of people with the obesity rate in America these days. You see it, people just not living life to their, their fullest potential. And I see that as, lacking discipline. And, I was lacking discipline for the longest time in my life. And I just want my podcast to help people bring people along the same journey that I'm currently on.
Well, you know what I think it is? More so than discipline for a lot of people, I think it's an internal hunger that a lot of people are content and complacent in their life because maybe things are comfortable enough.
Yeah.
And it's not until we get forced by circumstances or choice that hunger really gets a hold inside of us. I think it's the reason why so many wealthy families don't tend to hold on to wealth, or why a person that wins the lottery tends to lose it immediately, right? Yeah. They don't have that hunger and determination to stay and rise above kind of where they're at.
Yeah. And I think your story, to kind of like dovetail into your introduction, kind of illustrates that very beautifully as well. So I know we're kind of doing round table style here. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself for my audience here.
Yeah, you bet. So my name is Dave Denniston, and I've been struggling with that question of what do you do for a living? Because I've gone back and forth with what do I do? I have what I call a quote unquote day job that, for compliance reasons, I can't talk about on the podcast because it's an outside business activity. But I call myself an entrepreneur nowadays because I have a few different businesses, and so I've been on this journey to discover how can I contribute? How can I increase my family's income in order to pay off the various liabilities and become debt free and have overabundance so we can really make a huge impact in the world for today as well as hopefully for future generations? And what started my podcast was the extreme preemie birth of my daughter, which she was born less than a pound. She was born 12.4 ounces. Wow. And so that's kind of what brought me to be a podcaster. And my podcast, The Freedom Formula for Physicians, is one where I'm trying to give back to that community of wonderful people who really sewed into our lives, and my family wouldn't be the same as it is today without everything that they've done.
Awesome. Yeah. And I don't think I mentioned this to you when we met face to face, but you know, one of the things that happened to me and my wife a few years ago was that we had a miscarriage. I believe it was at 18 weeks, I believe it was.
Yeah, wow, so, pretty far along. That's unusual.
I'm trying to remember the exact week, but it was fairly far along. So, you know, I can really relate to your story and, you know, how difficult it must have been for you to, you know, have to, you know, struggle through that. You know, I bet things were pretty, you know, tumultuous, whether things would go one way or the other. And, you know, I guess unfortunately, yet unfortunately for us, you know, things were pretty, you know, cut and dry when it happened for us. But, you know, I just can really relate to your story in that regard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let's see. I think one of the things that that I think we kind of have in common is the idea of multiple streams of income and not just settling for a 9-to-5 kind of job, which involves a lot of hustle on our ends and a lot of work and effort. So I'd be curious to know from you, you know, we're both in the land niche, which is this weird niche-y thing that most people don't really understand or get. So I'm curious to know for you, you know, what kind of led you to not just being satisfied with where you were at with your service to the country and with your quote unquote 9-to-5 job and to start doing land stuff?
Well, it kind of boiled down to I struggle to put my finger on exactly when the switch happened. I really started to look into, well, what could I do for myself? I'd probably say about 4 or 5 years ago, you know, I just kept swinging from vine to vine with various jobs. And I started to dabble in certain things. Like I started to, you know, I've always liked hunting and getting into various hobbies. One of them was brewing, you know, becoming a home brewer. And I started kicking around the idea of starting a brewery. And then I started kicking around the idea of a blog, and then turned into a podcast and kind of settled there. And with the podcast, what I wanted to do was, like I said, carry on my military career once I eventually retired from that, and help people build discipline and the systems and the routines and the habits. And a lot of what gets talked about in the self-improvement niche is creating multiple streams of income. And I never wanted the podcast and the coaching and consulting piece to be the only thing. And, you know, I wanted to create a second or even third income stream with something else. And I happened to interview Mark on my podcast. So I was actually really hesitant because you know, the way he comes across is, it sounds like it's almost too good to be true. But then then I interviewed Damian Lupo. I don't know if you have a QRP through him or not, but I interviewed him and I set up my QRP through him. And he mentioned, you know, I asked him like who his clientele are. And he mentioned land investors. He's like, hey, I interviewed this this Mark guy a few months ago. It's like, yeah, a lot of his clients are my clients. I was like, oh, okay. Then the gears really started turning on the land business. And being a mechanical engineer, and I did my master's concentration in quality and applied statistics, a lot of process and quality improvement type stuff. So the way that he goes about it with the systems and the processes really resonated with me. And, you know, his whole brand of being a geek, I geek out on, because like you look at, you know, what you do to be successful in this business, and the more you could systematize and process orient what you do, I don't want to say easier it becomes, but the more you can delegate and the more you can, kind of step back and watch the entire system work together instead of you doing everything. So that's what really attracted me to this. And the other thing is that growing up, I spent a lot of time in the outdoors. And personally, I would like to own my own piece of property down the road in the not so distant future myself. So I also want to help people do the same thing. So that fit in very nicely with, you know, my Zero Excuses, you know, podcast brand. I'm going to call my land investing business Zero Excuses Land Solutions, because I want to eliminate all the excuses from you know, from people being able to own their own piece of property. So that's kind of my 30,000 foot view of how I got into the land investing business.
Well, one of the things that I like bringing to my podcast, you know, is just letting people know that it's not all rainbows and sunshine, yeah. Right? And it probably isn't for everybody. And, but the rewards are huge. There's no doubt about it. And I think for you and for me, it's great in that we can carve out, or we make the time to work on the land business. Yeah. And I think, you know, there's definitely a certain brand of people that it is for. And I'm curious to know, like, from your end, who is it not for?
Well, it's not for someone who wants who's looking for a magic pill to fix their issues or, you know, fulfill their dreams. There's so many people in, you know, the self-help arena too, that just want a quick fix for their problems. You have to be committed to, you have to be someone who wants to commit to a long-term solution. So if you're looking for short-term solutions, definitely look somewhere else. And if you are not someone who is detail-oriented, you definitely don't want to be a part of this, because there's definitely some things that can bite you. And if you're not organized, you definitely don't want to do this either. And I'm not the most organized person to begin with. So I'm seeing some pain points percolate to the surface for myself and things that I need to take around, turn on. And, you know, I'm still in the reserves. I'm still working a 9-to-5, doing my podcast and doing the land business, all while being a father and a husband. You have to be organized. And it's, you know, all of this is just amplifying how disorganized I am. So don't make me, don't let me fool you into thinking that I have everything figured out just because I have a podcast called Right. Zero Excuses. You know, I just want to bring people along with me along my journey.
I think that's beautiful. And I think the kind of people that it is for, I think if you're pretty good at analytics and spreadsheets and data, mm-hmm. I think there's a part of this business, especially as you start out, that's pretty heavy in that. On the other hand, you know, there's the whole sales side of the business, which is really a completely different skill set in terms of making deals and in terms of closing deals and being an outgoing person. So on one hand, there's like this introverted analytical side. And on the other hand, there's this sales side. So I really think you really kind of have to be able to have some aspects mm-hmm. of both. So if someone likes a lot of variety, this job, this business, I should say, really has so much variety, which is what I love about it. You know, there's always new things you can do. There's no limit, I think, to really the amount of profit and land you can buy. I mean, heck, I just look at it and I think I've now invested in something like 5 or 6 counties, if you look at it. And I've done over 100 deals of properties I bought, and I've barely like tapped the surface on what it can be. I mean, it's just nuts to think about the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of properties.
Yeah, and the other thing that attracted me to this niche is how community based it is, instead of how cutthroat it is. Like, you and I are two land investors, you know, having a friendly conversation on a podcast. How many, like, I'm sure there's some real estate agents who are chummy chummy with each other, but like it's you know, behind the scenes, it's pretty cutthroat if you ask me. From what I've seen, I've bought and sold a few different homes in my day, and it seems like there's, you know, it's pretty cutthroat and not very community driven. And, you know, we all support one another, and the more we can work together, the better everybody's business is. And that's another thing that I like about it. And another thing that if you get your feelings hurt easily, you're definitely not a person for this business. And just a quick story of what I went through this week is that I had someone, you know, I post some ads in Facebook groups for the land that I have, and someone tried to alert the group that this was a scam, and I made the mistake of you know, replying and say, no, I own the land, here's my deed. And he's like, oh, this was you know, he just started picking it apart and say, oh, this was this was notarized in Missouri and this land's in Colorado, and, you know, just someone who wasn't familiar with the land process and how simple it is, you know, just, you know, stating some obvious facts and thinking that they're incorrect. But anyways, I fed the troll. And if you're someone who can't handle being, you know, some people getting offended or stepping on people's toes, you don't want to be part of this, because you're going to attract a lot of attention. But sometimes that attention is negative attention. If you can't handle that, don't get into this business.
And now let's take a moment for a quick commercial break. Well, my friends, 4 years into this podcasting journey, I have accumulated tons and tons and tons of material from my guests, from books I've written, and everything else. And so I have created a whole system for you that I call the Freedom Formula for Physicians Prosperity Kit. This kit is every single thing that I've ever created. So if you are wanting to get an edge on your finances, if you are wanting to get that financial education all in one place, all in one box, I'm throwing the whole kitchen sink at you. My latest book, The Young Physician's Guide to Money and Life. My first book, The Freedom Guide, The Freedom Formula for Physicians. I'm going to throw in the audio CDs. I'm going to throw in copies of podcasts. I'm going to throw in a USB drive with tons and tons of material on it. I'm going to throw in workbooks that have other published works that I have had. Anything and everything that I have done is in this system, and it is less than $100. $99.87 will get you 4 years worth of my blood, sweat, and tears to help you move yourself forward. And as a special bonus, I'm going to include more about my land investing journey, what's been going on there, give you an inside scoop as to the latest and greatest and things that you might want to learn as you go along. So with that, my friends, if you are interested in moving forward, go to drfreedompodcast/system. Again, drfreedompodcast.com/system. drfreedompodcast.com/system. And now back to the show. Well, I'd say too, experience kind of breeds confidence. So initially as I was kind of getting my toes wet and putting my feet in the water, you know, it felt cold sometimes, yeah. You know, and it's scary when you look at it and you can't really see what's under the surface. You know, you have an idea, someone else has told you, they've showed you pictures of it, but it's like, will that really work for me? And I think that those fears and pushing through those fears is definitely one of the hardest parts. But then the more you do it and the more you exercise that muscle, the more and more, and I'm sure this is true in many, many areas of life, not just in this case, but it's, you get more confidence as you go around. Like now I just look at it, okay, fine. There's another deal waiting for me down the road. You know, there's another buyer waiting for me down the road. It's much easier to have confidence that good things are coming when you have the experience.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of the dip that I'm going through right now is, you know, I've got my initial few properties that I'm selling. I've had them for a couple months and, you know, I've had some nibbles here and there. So people's like, yeah, I want to buy it, but I need to wait until Uncle Sam pays me or my tenants pay me or they just don't want to tell you no. They're afraid to tell you no. You know what I mean? Those people are like, yeah, I want to buy it. Let me call you back tomorrow. Then they call you back tomorrow and kind of hem and haw, and they're noncommittal. Those are the type of people that I want to just reach across the phone and say, if you don't want to buy it, it's okay. You're not going to hurt my feelings. So.
Well, I think so many people have good intentions and there's just no follow through. And I think, for myself, you know, there's what's fascinating about this journey is there's these different dips and there's one and highs too, for that matter. You know, you buy your first property, it's like, oh my gosh, it actually worked. I was able to buy a property. And then it's like, oh crap, now I have to sell this thing. Yep. and like you said, you know, you get to like a month or 2 months or 3 months and it's like, dang, is this going to work? Yep. Then you get your first couple of sales and you get some confidence back and then you build it back up and then you tear yourself down again and you build back up and you just kind of continue a wavy trajectory up. To give you an idea, in my business in September, I had 4 or 5 defaults in a month, followed by October that also had the same number. And so I was seeing my residual income flatlining.
Yeah.
And I'm putting all this effort into this business and with rewards that are there, but that I wasn't getting growth. And so setting goals and all those sorts of things can be hard because you set the goal and maybe you achieve it, but on the other hand, you can be doing what I was doing, feeling like you're in a hamster wheel, kind of going nowhere for a month. And then it turns out the next month in October, despite the four defaults, I had like 20 sales altogether in October. Like,
yeah, so
it was just
you more
crazy.
Like covered the spread.
Yeah, yeah, I covered it and then grew, but it took a while because most of those defaults were end of September and beginning of October. So it was all clustered in a relatively small time space. And I didn't get a lot of my sales until the end of October. So for like 2 or 3 weeks, I was like, oh man, what is happening? And you start getting these negative thoughts, right? That oh my gosh, am I doing something wrong? And you start questioning yourself. And I think to have the guts to push through it and continue to grow is what really has helped me in this business, just to put blinders on and get tunnel vision, to be just so focused on taking the next step within your control, whatever that is. Placing an ad, sending out more mail, you know, whatever that is for the
situation.
Yeah,
it's just focusing on what you can control, not what you can't control. That's all it boils down to. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what your podcast specifically is about? I know we talked a little bit pre-show about who your target audience is. And I think while on the surface, your audience may not obviously cross over to my audience, I think there's a lot of similarities there. And I'm kind of excited to dig into that a little bit.
Yeah. So for my podcast, The Freedom Formula for Physicians, certainly doctors are the target market, if you will, but really a lot of the principles can apply to others. You know, some of the things that physicians struggle with, particularly now more than ever, if you're a young physician, you probably have $200,000 to $400,000 of student debt. You literally have a mortgage in student loans. And many other Americans struggle with debt as well. And so we talk a lot about refinancing strategies. I've gone through some of my journey of financial experiments where I bought a business and took out a 0% interest rate credit card loan to pay for the business. And what the difference was between that being a relatively good debt versus bad debt. And so going through those case studies and learning from other people in terms of what if you want to buy a business, what should you watch out for? We have a gentleman coming on in November talking about different businesses that you could buy and ways that you structure it and kind of some of my experiences colored in there. So certainly there's a lot for everybody, whether you're a physician or not. And so I'm definitely excited to be closing out my fourth year of the podcast, four years into this thing, and here closing out the year with that.
Yeah, have you ever seen yourself as a podcaster or a kind of a public speaker? Growing up or along your journey.
You know, I consider myself a nerd first and foremost, and you know, I love reading. I love fantasy books and those kinds of things. You know, big Lord of the Rings geek, and so I'm naturally more introverted. I'm an only child, and so it's on one hand, I guess I like the authority aspect. For me, as I've built the platform, I never wanted to be some hard closing sales guy. I wanted to be the friendly, pleasantly persistent person that was genuinely helping people. And I figured by helping people, that would end up helping me. And I think that's been true to a degree. But on the other hand, I think when it comes to something like podcasting in particular, you know, you're sowing so many seeds with, frankly, a relatively little harvest. So the time you put into doing a podcast or blog or those sorts of things, the motivation has to really be to help people, because if you're doing it for money, you're going to burn out so quickly because there's very little reward for most of us in the immediate future of doing these things.
Yeah,
do you agree? Disagree?
Totally.
What's your experience?
If you're going to expect to be successful in life and only help yourself, I think that's a recipe for complete and utter failure. And anything that you do, you know, certainly you have to put your mask on first, but if you do everything self-centeredly, I think you're going to end up with a less than rewarding life. And that's kind of the attitude that I've taken towards the podcast, whether I help one person with it or if I help a million people, I'm just going to be me and say what I have to say and tell people what works for me, what's not working for me. And I think that simply is what's most valuable and what is needed sorely in the world today, because there's so much negativity out there and so many people telling what you should do and what you shouldn't do. I think we just need a lot more people out there who are just saying, here's what's working for me. Take it for what it's worth. Let me know how it works for you. And let's kind of start going back and forth and doing life together again. Cause you know, our caveman ancestors did everything together. We all belong to tribes. And in this day and age, it's very easy for us to isolate ourselves. I know I'm going off a bit on a tangent here, but you know, the more that we can express ourselves, you know, I almost hate this word because it's thrown around so much, express ourselves authentically as just who we are and not try and sugarcoat everything. I think that's the key to providing value these days. So that's my, yeah.
Be human. I mean, that's kind of my little phrase, just be human and real and not fake, which I think hopefully everyone on both of our podcasts see in us. And I'd love to know from you, Kenyon, where do you want to take your podcast? Because you've been at this 1 or 2
coming
years?
Coming up on 2 years in May. So yeah, it's been going really good.
Nice.
I would like to, I enjoy doing interviews both on my show and coming on other people's shows. So I definitely want to get on more people, you know, go out and get on more podcasts. I just am enjoying that. And I almost hate to say it. I sometimes enjoy it a little bit more than doing my own show sometimes, but I want to, I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but,
it's less work. There's no editing involved.
True. Well, that's really not the reason, but that is true. but I like doing real short, quick hitting, you know, golden nugget type short shows where I just drop a big thought that's on my mind, something that might be able to shift someone's perspective or just be a practical strategy that someone can implement. Because one thing that I hate about some of the podcasts that are out there these days, they're like these marathon podcasts that drone on for hours, and not everyone is going to get value out of everything that's set in that, you know, 1 to 2 hours. And that's why I like doing the short shows, because I could, you know, title it very specifically. If you want to listen to it, great. If it doesn't resonate with you, then you can move on. Because I'm a big believer in you know, everyone's time is valuable. That's the one resource we'll never get back. And I don't want to waste people's time by me droning on for 1 to 2 hours on a podcast. So I want to drop a lot more of these quick hitting short soundbite type shows.
Well, and speaking of time, we're 30 minutes in. I think we got to wrap up
really?
You said that before people catch us droning on. So, Kenyon, where can people find your podcast and check you out?
My home base is my website, kenyonzitzka.com. I know that's a mouthful, so let me spell that out. It's KENYONZITZKA.com. And you could just go to kenyonzitzka.com/iTunes and you could subscribe right there. That'll take you right to the podcast. I like to do these, like to make these things quick, simple, and easy so people don't have excuses not to find me. And, I also have a small mastermind called the Infinite Results Mastermind to kind of contrast with the name Zero Excuses. Zero Excuses, Infinite Results. just a small group of you know, guys that are, you know, we get together once a week, and right now we're kind of working through a book called Are You Ready to Succeed? So we pick various topics that we're kind of struggling with or things we want to improve on in our lives and just do that together. And it's pretty laid back, but it's tight knit. And, you know, we've been going for about a year. That's the one of the paid ways you can get involved with me. It's $49 a month, and it's by application only. So if you want to work a little closer with me, I can do so that way. KenyonZiska.com/results. And you can look me up on social media if you just want to hit me up and ask me some random questions. I'm always eager to interact with folks. So how can folks get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely check out the podcast at DOCTOR, freedompodcast.com. So that's doctor spelled out freedompodcast.com. If anyone has any questions, of course, you can just send me an email as well, dave@doctorfreedompodcast.com. Or if you want to search on iTunes, it's the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. And I've written tons of different books on different subjects for doctors and not for doctors. So if you do a search on Amazon for David Denniston, that'll probably bring up most of my stuff on getting out of debt and insurance and taxes and different strategies that are good for people to check out and employ. And if you ever want to check out the land business, you're welcome to check out that website. I don't do any coaching or anything on that. I leave that up to Mark and the guys at the Land Geek to do. But if you want to check out my land business, you can go to genfamproperties.com. That's G-E-N-F-A-M properties.com. And of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention a shout out to Mark Podolsky and the crew at thelandgeek.com for getting us on this journey and having had the opportunity to meet in person.
I forgot to mention my website for my land business. It's just zxland.com. And that's, I've got it up and running. I haven't figured out how to actually get that particular URL yet, but it'll be up and running soon. Hopefully by the time this show drops.
Sweet deal. All right, my friends, there you go. Kenyon and Dave hitting at you. We definitely are so glad that you joined us. Have any questions, make sure to look us up and we'll get in touch.
All right, Dave.
Thank you so much. All right, my friends, that wraps it up for today. And just want to remind you, make sure to check out everything that I have ever built in the last 4 years for this podcast. You can get it all for less than $100 by going to DrFreedomPodcast.com/system. Again, that's DrFreedomPodcast.com/system. Get the latest books, all the manuals, all the audio to get your financial education all in one place. Again, DrFreedomPodcast.com/system.